all of these things, but if I'm talking history, no. Farouk is descending from a man ruled Egypt at 1805. His name was Muhammad Ali, not the boxer. Another Muhammad Ali ruled Egypt and he was an Albanian. So Farouk then is an Albanian man, if I'm talking history and races. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this temple is one of these temples built by the Egyptians when Egypt is conquered by the Greeks and the Romans. The Egyptians have built these temples to honor their gods and to honor the Greek rulers of the country as well on the world. Ladies and gentlemen, there is now, you have seen at the Valley of the Kings, gods with heads of jackals, with heads of falcons, cows. Seems like the Egyptians are animal worshippers. But no, actually, the Egyptians, they would never be classified as animal worshippers. And my clue here, that they have worshipped a cow, for example, but they have killed a cow in the same time and give its meat to the gods, or they eat already the cow meat. So the Egyptians, they were not animal worshippers at all. The Egyptians, ladies and gentlemen, they have worshipped not the animals, they have worshipped certain powers hidden behind the animals, and to make it close to the people, they have brought the animals to be a symbol for these powers. For example, the first power here is a power of helping and giving. That's why they worship the cow, helping the peasants in the fields, giving milk, giving food. They worship that power of giving and helping. Another power, ladies and gentlemen, the power of flying. You know, the Egyptian was captured by, like falcons and eagles, he worshiped them, vultures. And finally, that type of animals that threatened him to avoid the dangerous spirits of these bad animals, he worshiped them. Like what? Like scorpions, like snakes, like crocodiles. That island used to be called Crocodile Basket. During the days of Pharaoh, that big island used to be called the Crocodile Basket because huge number of Nile crocodiles used to attack the fishermen all around that place. So to avoid the dangerous spirit of the god, the crocodile, they have worshipped him here in this temple under the name Sobek, the crocodile god, the bad one. But ladies and gentlemen, if you remember, I told you about the very kind nature of the Egyptian. The Egyptian on the two brinks of the Nile, when settling down, never had to fight around anything in their life. Water of the Nile is coming every year without any disappointing. Actually, the water is coming. So a kind man like that, waiting for the water to get absorbed very patiently, you know, waiting for the water to get absorbed for 3 months. After that, the water is absorbed. Plants are growing up and he's doing his harvest in a very easy way. A man like that, he hated the idea of doing a bad temple for a bad god. He needed to do certain balance here. The balance here, good are there with evil as well. So when I do a temple for evil, I have to add a good guy next to the bad one. So he added a very famous god in ancient Egypt. Later on, we're gonna know about him. His name was Horus. Horus is with a head of a falcon. This Horus god, ladies and gentlemen, is our god, the good one here today. So a good one, Horus, with the head of a falcon. A bad one, Sobek, with the head of a crocodile. Ladies and gentlemen, when we are walking together, it's going to be time for photos, as I've told you later on. And please look down while walking. Don't use your cameras and walk like that, because the floor is not even all the time. So please be careful. Follow me, please.